Welcome to the Boardroom, where we openly lie to each other for our entertainment. We'll each present an obscure topic, but the twist is, they could be real or fake. It's our job, and yours, to figure out who's full of shit. All information should be taken with a grain of salt, because even the facts are probably wrong.
3, 2, 1.
Me and Wyatt were on.
You guys were on for me, so.
Oh, well, Wyatt and I were on.
Jordan's life is basically over.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I can't decide if I should do the wedding march or the funeral march.
Welcome to the Spike Guy Awards.
The top 10 biggest blunders. Number one, getting married.
I can't remember if we have talked about this on the pod, but there's a guy, Kyle and I know, who has a voice that sounds like this. And we like to use him to be very misogynistic. Kyle, will this get back? Are you worried?
I'm a little worried.
Basically, all we need to say is, oh boy, your life is over. And that's it.
I also feel like it's kind of a you had to be there joke.
Yeah, you're probably right. Everyone else is going to hate it.
Yeah, it's okay.
What are you guys drinking?
Whiskey.
I just went to...
Ooh, I went Blue to the Moon, deli. That might come up.
But hang on. And I got a Sapporo for later if we're feeling zesty.
You got Sbarro out there? That's the best New York pizza.
Yeah, they blend it up and put it into a can.
That's so you can drink it. Gross. I got engaged is where we were going with that. I got engaged to my buddy.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Why,
been a long time coming.
You guys were my first FaceTime calls, pretty much.
That was so sweet.
Are these wedding bells?
I can't hear anything, but I can only imagine that you're hitting the bell.
You'll hear it in the edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at like a job, and I got a FaceTime from you, and I was like, that never fucking happens.
Someone's dead.
Yeah. Did somebody fall off their bike or something? And
no.
George is just like making me laugh
no.
or whatever. Oh, kind of a version of that.
My dad still has not. I still don't think he gets that I didn't actually fall off my bike, because that was the one thing you clipped from that episode when I got a flat tire and I landed on my feet and was fine, but I had a flat tire.
How do you get a flat tire and land on your feet?
I'm saying I didn't fall. I was
Unless
on my feet.
You're a fucking liar.
No.
I give a flat tire to Kyle every day at work.
Dude,
step
really
on the back
kinda
of
like,
his shoes.
Kind of like little butt toots. Flat tires never get old. Always funny.
I mean, little butt toots, always funny.
Guys, yeah. That might
if
come
I
up
If I get
later.
Flat tired, if I get flat tired, I want to turn around and punch somebody in the fucking
Oh,
face.
For sure. But when you're the flat tire-er... God damn yeah. it. Nothing like it.
Yeah, Wyatt. Now imagine getting flat tired by yourself.
Damn,
that's my
that
experience.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
What?
I'm saying Wyatt's like, oh, I want to punch someone in the face when they flat tire me. I'm saying now imagine that you flat tired yourself.
Right.
Because I hate myself. And if I flat tired myself, I would
spontaneously combust.
You'd punch yourself into last
or I
year.
Might just give myself a hearty thumbs down, which might do more
which damage
is
the worst
than any
thing you could
of,
do to a person.
Yeah, that's a absolute ruin.
Bree's version of that is whenever I hate fucking folding clothes.
Yeah.
So when I'm especially folding t-shirts, because I just like I do it in a weird way in that it takes way too long.
Is there
like,
a way
like,
to
I
do
have
it
to have
that
like
isn't the way to do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and it's the way I do it. Okay. I do it like sixfold. Basically, my dad, it's like military fold, the way that my dad learned how to do it, which is how I learned how to do it. Yeah, Kyle's doing the easy way, the like that.
Fold it in half.
I worked at Abercrombie.
What? Do you fold it in half first?
Hey, you fold it like hot dog style, and then you take the arms
wow,
and you
Wow, we
go
all
over,
do it different.
I don't
you go
do that.
Fold, fold.
I do one big... flap to get all the seams turned
okay,
the right
you shake
way
out your sure. shirt. You didn't just
and then I go
the wheel,
and then
bro.
I go arm, fold oh. the whole thing in half like panini style, and then fold that in half again. And then recently I've been doing another half fold because these drawers are small and they're so I sure. need like little squares, not rectangles anymore.
Sure.
Weird.
I lay mine out. This is so fun for everybody, and we'll get
this
back
is fascinating.
To
we can talk about how we wipe our asses next.
I've got some notes.
Yeah, I've got some front. Shit to say.
Yeah.
Nice. I got some shit to wipe. I lay it out on the bed. I fold one arm in until the collar, and then I fold the sleeve in, and then do the other side, and then I fold up. It takes forever, but Bree will do this thing, which I hate, and she'll just grab the corner of the shirt and just pull it off the bed. And
that's
I am
funny.
Like, oh my God, I like turn into the fucking Hulk. I just like, my brain snaps.
Hey, why, Kyle, the other one. Kyle, how about you tell the listeners what this thing is? Because I still don't get it, but I wrote a topic.
Oh, yeah, what the episode is.
I was thinking of, can I pull
like,
up a,
I like the
a
title
clip
you
real
had.
Quick? All right, hang on
the
one
title
second.
You had
I don't
is
think
the
it really
only
fully
thing that it makes mine make sense, so you should do that.
So this topic is called, from quoting from SpongeBob SquarePants.
When worlds collide.
That was fuck? Sick.
When worlds collide.
Thank God it took a little bit of time for me to start the pod so that Kyle could find that clip.
I found it in real time. I'm like Jamie from JRE over here.
Wow.
Pull that shit up, bro.
Anyway, so we're doing When Worlds Collide because mm-hmm. I wanted to do a specific... It was one of those, like, how do I turn this into something broader than just what I want to talk about?
Those are
the best. Sure.
So I wanted to do when outer space interacts with Earth. So okay, not just Earth. Like what's going on in space, not just what's going down on Earth, but when the two, when those unlikely roommates, when they're standing cross-arm back to back on the marketing, when they meet and what see what happens when worlds collide.
So worlds colliding is a two-way street, you would say, right?
I would say it's a probably like a 40-way street. It's got
okay,
a lot of ways
bitch,
you can go.
I'm talking about Earth and I'm talking about space.
Yeah, so space. You can collide the opposite direction.
So, because you said space to Earth, what about Earth to space?
Well, that's an interesting twist.
Oh, interesting, cool. Jordan. Cool, cool, cool.
Is that where
doing?
We're going? Wow.
No, dude.
So we're going to take you from space to Earth, back to space, and then maybe to space. Who knows?
Yeah.
You
know, everything
so I'm
between.
Going in the middle?
Yeah, I'm going first.
If you want.
That's all that matters.
Okay. Well, we just figured it out.
It's my topic.
It's how the sausage is made.
Yep. Kyle, do you want to go now?
I would love to.
Do you want
to
fucking get the show on the road, please?
Yeah, I would love to. I have a burp brewing. It was going to be a gnarly one, but it's just going to be bile and throw up.
All right. Thanks for telling us that's exactly sick. What it was.
Cool.
Rather than just doing it.
All right. So here we go. When worlds collide.
Worlds collide.
Space. The final frontier. Whether you're a young buck looking out your window and dreaming about being the first man on Mercury, or you're an emerald mine inheritant, trust fund baby, with a knack for good memeing, space has captivated the hearts and minds of people from all walks of life for literally thousands of years.
True.
Dang.
Sometimes space, I would like a little reverb on it every time I say space.
Sure.
Every time.
Sometimes.
Except for that one.
Yeah. Sometimes space stuff interacts with Earth, which is what we're here to talk about tonight. Often, that interaction is very tangible and visible. Wow, I just did the dumb kid thing where you read a line and then you jump back to the line you just read. And almost
that's why I can't read books, because I'm on page 24 for like an hour.
Ever. Tangible and visible. Like a meteor shower or the stunning aurora borealis. But sometimes space interacts with us in ways we don't even see or notice. No, I'm not talking about the times when people claim aliens came to Earth.
God damn it,
but
you make me
no
so
one
mad.
Has any verifiable evidence of this. But Kyle, the CIA literally said they have evidence. Shut up. Stop it. Just quit.
I'm going to let you finish.
But today, we're going to talk about something even more ethereal and hard to believe than aliens.
Kyle losing his virginity.
I got one. I said to Wyatt, I said, I bet I can get Jordan to call me a virgin during this topic.
Yeah, we were talking about a Jordan Lindley bingo card for this pod. Yeah.
I've got like three jokes.
Yeah.
We're talking about the bit flip.
Did you say kick flip?
There are two things that I wanna say real quick.
Sure. One, no, this is a good pause.
First of all, Kyle looked over to me while he was writing this today at work and said, "I didn't know how to spell Aurora Borealis." And I was just like, "It's weirdly phonetic." And we both go, "Yeah, isn't it phonetic?"
I also then remembered that it was the official title of my high school yearbook. Was called the Aurora Shouts Borealis. Out.
You had a title for your yearbook?
Yeah, what was yours? Class
I think we
of
did too.
2014.
Yeah, like a normal human being. Yeah, it was
Except
that.
Except for me
I
and
think,
Wyatt.
I think Saratoga had one also.
It was probably springing into your future.
With John Mayer.
Saratoga springing. Okay.
And the second thing is, Jordan, do you really believe that aliens have come to Earth?
Oh, I don't know about all that. I wouldn't discount it, but I would say that they exist somewhere.
They do. Okay. We'll get to that.
We'll talk
get to
about
that
track
my
three
topic
of
later.
Enema of the State later, Jordan.
God, what a record. We can agree with that.
But now come with me on a trip to
come
the sun.
That's another one on the fucking bingo card, Jordan.
That's true.
They're always fucking, it's our greatest hits, dude.
Yeah. The sun, that giant ball of nuclear fusion that makes life on Earth possible.
Did you guys know that if the Earth were exactly 1 inch closer to or further away from the sun, life on Earth couldn't exist?
Wrong.
Untrue.
Wrong, but okay.
I've never even heard that, but it
You've
sounds
You've never heard
wrong.
People say that? That's like one of those things that like Christians say. Be like,
no, I've just heard
there's
them
no
say
way,
shit.
There's no way it could be right in that perfect spot if literally God weren't involved.
Literally. I've heard that if the sun exploded, you'd have 7 minutes and you'd watch it happen.
That one is
that.
True.
That one is true. That sounds like fucking cool, like 2012 with John Cusack.
He's literally the alpha and the omega.
John Cusack?
No.
God.
But the sun...
Oh, he's still back on God.
Yeah, no. Now we're back on the sun.
You're on this God thing.
But the sun is a very active star. Heated chambers of plasma constantly rushing to the surface and boiling over in coronal explosions and solar flares. These look like the sun cracking a whip as it ejects its fluids and particles in every which direction towards deep space. Sometimes these ejections hit other objects that are unfortunate enough to be in their way. Sometimes that object is Earth. When a solar ejection spews charged particles at the big blue marble.
yo, fucking calm down.
You know what the guys at work say whenever someone says some shit that's like that? They go, yo, pause. Yo, pause.
I like that.
Okay, so yeah, it spews. It's matter.
I'm going to spew my
It's
matter.
Material.
When the solar ejection spews charged particles at the big blue marble, we get the aforementioned Aurora Borealis,
yeah.
Where the magnetic field of Earth turns solar spunk into a lovely light show for those in the frigid tundra of the North and South Pole areas. Yes?
Calm down. I'm all bricked up.
Pause.
But occasionally, the more nefarious particles, the bad actors, if you will wiggle their way past the bouncer and start mucking up things below the ionosphere.
What would you say is Earth's bouncer?
The magnetic field. That was sort of my point.
Oh, word. Nice, well cool. Done. Let's keep it going. We're having fun.
For millennia, this has been happening, and humans and animals were none the wiser. But with the advent of computers, we've observed a strange behavior that can occur when this happens. Do you guys know what a bit is?
Like in computer stuff?
Yeah.
It's like a little thing.
Yeah, it's like a little bit.
It's kind of a funny little guy. A bit is the smallest amount of data that a computer that can be interpreted and processed by a computer, the diminutive cousin of the megabit and the gigabit.
Cool.
Sort of like the Planck length of computing, Wyatt. We had a debate over how that was pronounced.
It's not Planck, Kyle.
What is this that you're saying that I'm
not
going to say?
Jordan, do you know what the Planck or the Planck length is?
No, I know what a Planck is. Like walk the.
Like walk the. Shit. Okay, well, for Jordan and everyone else except for me and Wyatt, the plank length is like the smallest possible, like theoretical measure of distance in like the universe.
Cool. Do you guys argue about that? You talk about that?
Just the pronunciation.
No, he just.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So a bit is sort of, it's like an atom. It's like a Planck length. It's the smallest, you know, version.
A Planck length. It's like whenever you say, what do you say? Chaise? What are you fucking French? Chill out.
Chaise and vase.
fuck off.
A bit can exist in two different states as a one or a zero. This constant light-speed stream of bits organized into strings of ones and zeros is the basis for all computing since Alan Turing was printing out computer code and then being thrown in jail or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I wonder if somebody could port Doom to run on that paper. It's a little internet joke. This carefully organized arrangement of ones and zeros, wrote that twice, is paramount to keeping the cat videos and colonoscopy fart TikToks coming at the rate which we expect them to.
I've looked at three of those today from Kyle.
But the sun and its coronal ejections can have other plans for our data. This brings us to what is known as the bit flip. I'm glad you asked. A bit flip.
Mine is so much shorter than this.
I told Wyatt, I said,
shorter than this.
I said, mine's long, and I was like, I'm going to edit it down. And then I was like, shit, there's no fat on this.
Yeah, he's like, there's no fat on this. This is all gold.
This is all, I can't skip over like the history of space, the history of the sun, what a coronal ejection.
Yeah, the history of space. We begin at the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Talking about erections, spewing.
Spewing.
With your history of bones.
Cum bones.
Jordan goes, could have started there. that's one of my favorite things that you probably don't even remember saying.
No, I know, like, you said I was like, that's funny.
I'm like, in skeletons in pop culture, you're like, great, could have started there. And that was like the end of
see
my
that
topic.
Ep.
See that ep, episode 10,
that
I
was
think.
When we were like
was
fresh.
10?
Yeah.
I think so. Rattle Man. Them bones, people.
That's
Rattle
over 100 bones. Ago.
I'm glad Jesus. You asked. A bit flip or a single event effect is an unknown force causing a bit to change states erroneously.
Fuck you.
This is often caused by cosmic rays from the sun and beyond the sun even that interact with electronics on Earth and their charge forces the change to happen. This can cause all sorts of issues when a change of a single digit can be translated to something astronomically different after all those numbers are crunched by the compiler. Sort of like a digital butterfly effect.
So this topic sounds like we gave you the theme and you're like, oh, gotta find something, you know?
No, I want to talk about bit flips, you guys. It's interesting.
But why?
Because they're crazy, bro. Wait, let me just get into some
okay,
examples.
Okay, get into the meat of it because, okay.
Sort of like a digital butterfly effect.
Oh,
one of the most famous examples of a bit flip mucking up the works include a 2003 Belgian election where one of the candidates got exactly 4,096 more votes than was mathematically possible. 4,096 is an exact match to half a megabyte of data. Ooh, bit flip.
That's kind of cool.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Fuck me for thinking that's cool, but that's pretty cool.
Another classic I feel like I need to stand up. Another classic example that we all know and love.
You don't. I
assure
you, you don't.
This one goes deep though. I feel like those unsolved mysteries kind of things, you know. Another classic example is when a woman with a pacemaker on an international flight to Amsterdam alerts the cabin crew of a cardiac event that she was experiencing. When the plane landed, she was rushed to the hospital, only to find her pacemaker in perfect physical condition? Huh?
What?
Doctors were stumped until a pacemaker technician was brought in and found that the tiny computer chip brain of the pacemaker had been flooded with corrupted data, causing the malfunction. Her time in the high altitude of the airplane exposed her to cosmic rays at just the right time to yuck her pacemaker's yum and turn that zero for a lub into a one for a dub. Scary stuff.
I will just, the Kyle in me is coming out in that it's interesting to me. Do you believe this? Because I think this reminds me of like Zodiac shit, and these are just like edge case things that are like anomalies.
No, dude, this is real. Let me, this is real.
Okay.
But you know the scariest thing? Here, this is relatable to the everyman, like Jordan. But you know, the scariest thing for people like us? You know how sometimes you got to just turn something off and then back on, or pull the power cord out for a few seconds?
All the time, dude.
Well, data suggests that the unexplained little gremlins that this brute force message remedies, why did I say message? Brute force solution remedies are likely cosmic events triggering bit flips in everyday computer programs. So the next time you're in the middle of a game of online chess and your move of knight to c3 makes your computer freak out and open your downloads folder, say hello to Mr. Sun, because it's possible he just ejected his way into our day-to-day life. I need to pause real quick because my food is here. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Is this real?
Right
now? I haven't eaten.
Right now? You know what? He doesn't even get to snap.
Was that the end?
I assume so.
Well, he said I have to hang on here. It would have been smart to be like, I'm done.
He's a
fuck. Can I talk to you for a second? What's his fucking deal, you know?
I don't know. And it's you'd think that I'd be used to it after
working with him
all day.
I feel like it would be worse.
It's fucking exhausting.
What do you think he ordered? Some fucking dumb shit? Like peanut noodles? Probably. Something cold that shouldn't be?
Yeah, that is stupid. Probably a whole bunch of throw up in a bag.
Little fucking cat boy.
Ew. What, is his wife not there to open the door?
That's what I was wondering. Is he ordering because Emmy is like on a subway lost or something? That's what you do in New York,
Jordan,
right?
That's just you. That's just you that gets
Bro,
lost on the subway.
This last time I fucking killed. The other times I didn't kill. Because I've only ever been with my family who like they pay for cabs. And now I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
Sure, yeah. I can't afford to do that. Although, girlfriend of the pod and I did go to a birthday party this weekend, and it was raining, and we decided to get an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so nice.
Was it very expensive?
No, it was. That's the reason we did it. It was not that expensive, and I understand, you know, car's bad, whatever. Kyle's not here. Cars are fine. But the traffic wasn't bad, so it was like an easy breezy
fucking breeze.
Also, back and forth.
They drive their car probably. You don't have a car, so you can make that argument more than them. They definitely drive more.
I did just buy a bike today.
Did you?
Yeah,
I'd be so afraid
I ordered
of
a bike.
Splatted.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna really be a head on a swivel with
did
that
you get
shit.
Like an
anyway,
e-bike
Kyle, are
or
you
like a bike bike?
No. Analog bike.
Like an adult.
So yeah, I just got my food order, but you didn't hear any of that because of the magic of editing.
Yeah, thanks, Wyatt.
Thanks, Wyatt. Yeah, I left off at say hi to Mr. Sun, but they just heard that, so don't rehash. space is a hostile environment for our squishy carbon-based bodies. Mm-hmm. We boldly go where we probably shouldn't to prove that we can. That's the human spirit. But space may actually prove to be more harmful to our computers and other technological devices that make exploring space possible. Uh-huh. NASA and other less credible spacefaring agencies like SpaceX know of this threat and take precautions to avoid them or at least mitigate them when they do happen. The last place you'd want to hear someone like me or Wyatt say, have you tried unplugging it yet? Is while you're whipping through space at 10,000 miles per second on your way to the new Tesla plant on the north end of Mars. Now I'm done. Thank you.
God damn, do you want to go eat your food and we can just sit here for a while?
No, Emmy's going to keep it warm for me. So that was a bit flip.
Hell yeah, dude. Bit flip.
Bit flip.
Interesting.
I don't think I believe
to be confused with a kick flip.
You're just making more work for yourself at this point.
It's all right.
Today, we've heard and are going to hear a lot of talk about space and things that space is doing to the world in which we live. But let me ask you, have you thought past yourself? adjusted your locus of control, paused. I put that in here before we even said that.
Our what of control?
Bro, it's a therapy thing. Go to therapy.
I fuck. Okay, call that.
Right. Kyle's like, I'm trying, but I got.
Do you want to say it? I got ghosted by one. She finally did respond to me. She did finally respond to me.
You did like one session, and she was like, "Fuck him."
Like this guy just needs to get the fuck over himself. This guy doesn't need therapy. He needs different friends. No, I went on one of those stupid like. We have all the therapists. Join us. I'm not even going to give out the name because no free clout.
Is it BetterHelp?
No, it's definitely not BetterHelp. I wasted my money on that shit anyway, like 2 years ago. But anyway, it was like that. And then I reached out to this person who was like right by me and Wyatt's office. I'm like, I'd like to come in person. And they're like, we don't do that anymore after waiting like a week and a half to respond to me. So yeah. I was like, well, then cool. Then I'm not interested because... I want to go
like,
somewhere.
He bought it.
Zoom therapy fucking sucks.
Yeah, I want to go see Lydia.
Lydia. But anyway, yeah, your locus of control. Have you ever paused? Space is big, scary, dangerous, unknown. But worlds colliding is a two-way street. Space can happen to us, yes. But we, too, can happen to space. All right, guys, I'm going to say some names. You tell me if any of these ring a bell. Albert II, Anita,
no.
Arabella, Laika, Miss Baker.
Arabella, yes. I know that
Gypsy.
One.
Gypsy. I can't
now,
say that.
Oh,
now, I
know
what you're
these.
Thinking, and no, this is not a list of past contestants from Love Island UK. Do you know what this is, Wyatt?
Are they animals that have been shipped into space?
They're animals that have been shipped to space.
When worlds collide. This is a good one for this.
Thank you. I consulted my fiance. What a douche-ass word, dude. I've still been avoiding that.
I know. It's
my
bad.
My fiance.
Pre-wife.
It's like you're going to go, you're going to have your fiance and get a croissant and sit on your chaise.
No, you can call her your ex-girlfriend now.
Oh, that's aww. Funny. I like that. That's actually very
that's good.
Funny. Okay. This list names just a few of the dozens of animals that have been sent out to space for scientific research. Are these animals still with us? Absolutely not. They usually Rich. Die within minutes or hours of being up there. But hey, at least now we know that spiders can spin webs in zero gravity and nematodes can survive extreme heats. But, you know, we'll get to that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, in the beginning, how much do you guys know about animals in space?
I know the Russian
mostly
dog
just,
thing.
Yeah, mostly just Laika the dog.
Cool. Okay, I kind of breeze over that. That part of this is definitely real.
They got a couple of them dogs in museums.
Convenient.
Taxidermied and stuff. Or taxidermized.
Yeah, those aren't the real dogs, though.
Whatever.
I couldn't fake Laika because I didn't know Laika was a thing until Paige was like, everybody knows about that. And I was like, no, they don't. They do.
Yeah, we do.
So in the beginning, there was space. Stars, minerals, soil, water, and animals in that order. Long, long before human space flights were attempted, scientists obviously wanted to test survivability on something. As early as 1783, animals have been being used in aeronautic exploration. First, when the Montgolfier brothers sent sheep, a duck, and a rooster off in a hot air balloon.
We don't know if they'll explode or something up there.
Yeah, fucking mean. He sent them off to see if ground-dwelling animals could survive. The U.S. then began using high-altitude balloons that carried fruit flies, mice, hamsters, guinea pigs, cats, dogs, frogs, goldfish, monkeys, up to heights of 44,000 meters. If you're curious...
What is that in feet?
In feet, I don't know, but that's 27 miles. A
okay.
lot of fucking feet.
That's high.
If you're curious, like I was, I'd assume each animal died horribly because none of these early research paragraphs discuss how the animals made it back. But maybe I'm wrong.
I think, unfortunately, you're probably right.
Flash forward to an easygoing time in world history, the 1940s. That's when... The U.S. began testing for radiation exposure, life support, and physiological responses to animals in high-altitude balloons. In 1947, fruit flies were launched in a U.S. V-2 rocket. The rocket reached 68 miles high, which is just past the boundary of space. Do y'all know the boundary of space?
I thought it was 70 miles, but I guess I'm wrong.
It's 100, yeah, I don't know. 100 kilometers. I don't know what that is.
Can you not do this? Could you have standardized?
Hey, Google, no, dude. What's 100 kilometers in miles? 62.137 miles.
Damn.
The fruit flies went up there, and they came back alive and well.
That sucks. Those are the ones that should have died. I hate fruit flies.
Fuck fruit flies. They're sending shit up there that I don't want to hang out with.
I know. All the cool animals that could be like fun are dying, and then like fruit flies live.
Yeah, thank God.
But they shouldn't have even brought them back. They should have just rocketed them right into the sun.
They should rocket all fruit flies into space.
I feel like fruit flies are the kind of thing that, like, in a couple years, there's going to be, like, some sort of Instagram swipe guide on fruit flies are dying out. Here's why that's bad for the local ecosystem. And it's like, fuck off, dude.
Fruit flies are actually a pivotal... nail in the ecosystems of the world.
It's like they actually eat a very common type of house mold that can grow in your house if you have an indoor shower. It's like, all right, get out of here with that shit.
Yeah,
I
have an indoor shower.
I don't want fruit flies.
Like, and then swipe down to the next
image. Yeah, share. Okay, it's got to look good on the story.
Yeah, post a story.
1949. You would think like a year and a half later is not that long to make a big jump from fruit flies to a primate, but whatever. The first monkey, confusingly named Albert II, made it 83 miles up and only fucking died because of a parachute failure. You ask, were there more Alberts sent to space? Yep. Did they make it home? Nope.
Albert the second definitely implies that like Albert the first like
Albert the first fucking
Albert
yeah,
the first
not good
exploded.
News. Well, yeah, here we go. Albert the third exploded. Albert the fourth.
No way.
Yeah, that word. Yes, Albert the fourth. Oh, faulty fucking parachute died on impact. Turned to fucking dust. Red dust.
Oh my god.
Albert the fifth.
Nice.
Faulty fucking
turned
parachute died on impact. It's like you have so many minute things you got to figure out. A fucking plastic bag that you put on a string should not be that. They just keep dying.
The entire base jumping community is furiously typing about,
like, what the fuck?
It's not a plastic bag on a string.
They stopped with the whole Albert thing shortly after that. In 1957, probably the most famous space animal, Laika, was the first animal to be thrown into orbit.
I heard
Laika
of that.
Was a stray out of Moscow. She was massively publicized and celebrated. Laika was primed to have such a soup-to-nuts story, but she overheated 2 hours into orbit. Thanks, Stalin.
Yeah.
Back to America. Almost 10 years after the Albert debacle, 1959, a couple monkeys were launched into space for 16 minutes, made it back to Earth, and survived for longer than a couple hours. Well, one of them died. But the other, Miss Baker, became a celebrity and lived for 25 more years at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Alabama, getting all the monkey dick and mosquitoes a lady could ask for.
Do they eat mosquitoes?
Don't they? I don't know. I've seen them pick shit out of hair and eat it. That's what I assume it is.
I thought those were like grubs.
Is that like lice?
Ew. Or fleas.
All right, y'all.
I feel like 25 years is long. For
it's a long ass time, right? And they were. I think it was four whenever they went, so it was almost 30 years old.
Wow,
that's crazy. That was like a middle manager primate. He had like a boring.
Sure
job.
Was, pal.
Yeah.
Fun fact: these monkeys survived 38 G's of acceleration. For context, as my Top Gun Maverick stands might remember, trained pilots lose consciousness around 9 G's. So that was like four times as many, five times.
That should blow your brain out of the back
fucking
of its
crazy.
Skull.
Yeah, that monkey saw shit.
That monkey's just built different, I guess.
Saw a different dementia.
It was in the 60s. People were sending things out there all willy-nilly. Rabbits, dogs, plants. It feels like they were bored and they were like, I don't know, try that one. In classic U.S. and Soviet fashion, one would do some cool shit, the other would do some cool shit, so on and so forth. In early 1969, Stanley Kubrick was hired to produce... I'm just kidding. Where did this fucking thing go?
That's funny.
Since people are now able to go into space and vibe, these tests and occurrences are way less of a big deal. All the time now, we're sending fish, squid, mice, tortoises, dogs, whatever you can think of. We're shooting them up. It's an arc out there.
Still?
Yeah.
You found a way.
Yeah.
You found a way.
So, to wrap up, let's hit a couple more fun highlights of some animal heroes that I think deserve their 15 minutes on the world's second favorite boardroom podcast.
Oof.
In 1985, we cut off the arms of some newts and sent them into space to see if their shit would grow back.
Oh, my God.
They did grow back. So now, yeah, now we know. If you get like a
wait. So they cut the arms off and sent the newts into space.
Up, and then they were good.
Okay, the phrasing there is weird. Because you said they cut off the arms of some newts and sent them into space. I can't tell if the subject of that sentence is the newts or the newts' arms, which were cut off.
Oh.
That's what I thought you meant.
Maybe that's hard to figure out, but what the fuck? Why would they just send their arms to space?
Well, I don't know. That's what I thought you were saying.
That's
what's
crazy.
Even crazier is that they can't grow back on Earth, so what's going on in space?
Can they not grow back on Earth?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know they could until like 2 hours ago.
Jordan's like, I made all this up anyway.
It bit flipped their DNA and was like, nah, you can regenerate arm now.
The following year, as a publicity stunt, NASA wanted to launch Sesame Street's Big Bird into space. Oof. However, Big Bird is big as fuck, so they thought, nah, instead, let's launch a teacher into space. Wah, wah.
I have heard about this.
That was the Challenger, the single worst astronautical disaster in history.
Thank God they didn't shoot Big Bird up here. Can you imagine if that's what was
on there?
Thank
God it was
there?
A fucking public school teacher, you monster
psychopath. You former want-to-be teacher. That was a very popular, like... a little, like, you know, swipe your card to prove that you're in the in-group video essay about the time Big Bird almost died on the Challenger. Look it up. We'll link it in the show notes.
Crazy.
Or on the Discord room. Hey, join the Discord room.
2007. Plugs. Cockroach gives birth to little baby cockroaches, making them the only organisms to be conceived outside of Earth.
Ew.
2018. Elon Musk sends a bucket of mice to the ISS. Not like they hadn't been sending mice out there in space, dumbass, since when?
The thousand
the
years ago.
50s.
Yeah.
It was all wrong.
50s. Elon Musk doing something unoriginal and claiming he came up with it, I've never heard of that.
When's the last time you bought some off Amazon?
Not this year, actually. It's been my New Year's resolution. Also,
you
that's
have
not
bought
Amazon.
One thing off Amazon this year.
Huh?
You did buy one thing off Amazon.
I bought two little tiny things once.
Okay, so you bought two things.
So you bought two things on Amazon this year.
They were like $25
worth of shit. Even worse than what I said. Wow.
Anyway, that's my time. I've been Jordan Lindley.
Mic drop.
What are you going to be now?
A good listener. I love it. For my friends.
Sweet.
And a bartender real quick.
Wow, I wish he had gone first so he could have listened to me.
Damn.
That's
Kyle,
good.
Hold down the fort.
Okay, there's loud music going by my car. I see Jordan's butt. There's a lot to unpack here. A lot of options about which to speak. Wyatt's ceiling now, it's got so many little patches in it that it almost kind of looks like a design. I almost didn't even notice it. Until now, I'm just fully grasping at straws as something to talk about because I know that Wyatt can still hear me with his AirPods. So he's sort of a captive audience. And he's going to come back with his AirPods in his hand and be like, what? I didn't hear any of that. Yeah. Nice try. Check on the back rank. I'm running out of steam here.
Kyle was completely right. I did hear every single thing he was talking about. And the thing I was thinking about, Kyle, is what if we painted each of the individual ones and just left them there?
That could be kind of
groovy.
That'd be
funny?
I actually don't think it looks half bad.
No, it doesn't look... I mean, it's... It it sucks.
Okay, those are,
but it doesn't
those
look
are worse.
Awful.
The ones in the little yeah. little cubes in the back ain't too bad.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? You soundproof?
Talking about his I'm gonna call it Swiss cheese because the irony of it being to try to find mice and cheese.
Oh, that's what that is.
Like. Yeah, we've got mice in our ceiling.
How many
and
mice?
And it's not Hella going mice. Well. It's yeah. A lot of mice. It's been going on since November.
You know what you should do?
Move out.
You should send them to space like Elon Musk.
Ooh. Dude. Catch them and just fucking like
just fucking
huck them into space.
Yeah, that's so meme-y.
The Chelyabinsk meteorite.
What Ooh. Did you just
Speaking
say?
Of Russia and the Red Scare.
The Red Scale.
Finally, an opportunity to get to talk about my other obsession. Space.
Russia.
I have made a silent promise to myself, and now you all, to stop doing movie-related topics and lists on this pod for a little while. So now I begin my transition
Listen, bro,
to space.
Guy. I like movies and space. Keep it going.
I understand. I feel like I've done a lot recently.
Yeah, that's fine.
About movies. As Kyle has probably, I wrote this ahead of time, as Kyle has already said, stupidly, he doesn't think aliens are real.
How did you
Kyle's
know I was going to say that?
You're like, Jordan, you got three things you say.
Rush, good. Aliens bad. Look at my bike and chessboard.
That counts as
so
two.
Four things.
I know I had to combine one into a sentence because you have so many interests.
Jordan and I, on the other hand, are enlightened thinkers. No, they've never been to Earth, but they defo out there somewhere, bro.
Straight up, Mulder and Scully type beat.
That's a good While show, they, though. Also, wait, so have you guys good, ever watched Twin Peaks?
I watched the first season.
I hate. Going last because we're all punchy
and drunk,
yeah, right?
I don't get to just like loose, finish dude. A paragraph.
Okay, well then maybe I need to go last because every time I read, you guys are like literally in this episode making snoring sounds. So like maybe I could benefit from being midway through second cocktail.
No, buddy, that was your topic.
No, you're fucked, bro. You talked about a bunch of animals that don't even exist and fruit flies.
You don't
flies
fucking
and shit.
Know, dude. You don't know anything. We're all friends. Let's keep going.
Oh, now
While aliens never have landed here, some shit from space definitely lands on Earth all the time. Mm-hmm. Each year, Earth is hit by around 17,000 meteorites.
God damn.
Jeez. These aren't Armageddon 1998 size shits. Hey, would you look at that? I've already broken my promise. But they can range from 50 gram pebbles to 10 kilogram stones, which is about 20 pounds.
Thank you.
You may or may not remember that back in 2013, a big ass meteorite struck Russia.
Was that 2013?
Yes.
God, that feels
this,
so much
this
more recent.
This MF was 13,000 tons, about 62 feet in diameter, and traveling as fast as Kyle on his famed e-bike. 40,389 miles an hour.
I was going to say 18 miles an hour.
This was the Chelyabinsk meteorite.
That's what it was. Guys, did I do anything at all in high school? Because I don't remember anything at all from high school that wasn't this music or in school.
You were busy working your way through Cat in the Hat.
This is probably why you won't remember. On the morning of February 15th, 2013, Kyle and I were on our way to do cool shit seniors in high school do, like shotgun beers and smoke cigarettes in back of the class and flick them at our substitute
yeah,
teachers.
Fucking
hell yeah, dude. I was in
While
orchestra.
Jordan was on his way to kindergarten to learn the difference between circles and triangles.
Listen, bitch.
Listen, bitch, I'm going to figure it out soon.
One day.
I'm right there. I think one's pointy.
Spell
isosceles. Being 2013, I'd likely found out about this strike on Twitter in between hysterical Harlem Shake videos. I also,
sucks.
as a boy formerly afraid of everything, likely immediately thought that the Mayans were just 2 months off and the beginning of the end was nigh. Oh, do you guys remember when they thought
bro.
The world was going to end on
Do I? Can
12,
you guess
12,
how much fun I was at parties leading up
God,
to 2012?
Dude. You ever think, would we have been friends in other circumstances?
You were at parties then?
No.
Who was invited? Not you were getting invited. Who was inviting you?
No, I know. If I was invited, they were wrong to do it. yeah, I think we would have, though, because, like, I mean,
I think there are enough things we could bond over, but God damn it, would I have talked behind your back?
Well, I do that now.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But I mean, especially in high school when you have like such a limited exposure to like people, like two people that are into like generally the same music as me and like people that played music, people like that were into similar video games, like those are my friends from high school. Like,
I think my proof that we would be friends in high school is you guys are friends with my friends that have been on the show from high school.
That's true. I feel like we've all met each other's
likewise.
Old friends and are friends with them.
That thought, though, didn't last long as because I'm a big boy. I was a big boy then and I'm an even bigger boy now. We're past that, so I kind of just went, whatever.
It was cool.
Anyways, back to the meteorite or whatever. Striking on Siberia, this chunk of rock was made of three main elements. Don't worry. I won't go into that. That shit's boring. Exploding in the atmosphere, as most do, much of the energy was absorbed into the atmosphere, generating a shockwave so powerful that it traveled around the world twice.
What? How?
The impact was equal to around 500 kilotons of TNT. For comparison, atomic bombs are only about 15 kilotons of TNT.
Shout out Oppenheimer.
So this was about 33 times the size of a nuclear explosion.
IDK didn't see the movie.
Won Best Picture.
It did win Best Picture.
I watched it. That guy was like...
Shattered meteorites rained down from the sky, landing about 25 miles south of the city of Chelyabinsk. The largest chunk landed in Lake Cherbaluk. Sorry, Lake Cherbaluk. Mm. And took 8 months to locate and retrieve.
It took 8 months to locate it?
Mm-hmm.
It was in a lock, bro.
They had to like scan for minerals and materials that wouldn't be in that place, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Anyway, it is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Conveniently for us, conveniently for us, Russia is the finest exporter of dash cams on Earth. So plenty of real-time video exists.
That's true.
A bright ball of fire flashed in the sky and a trail of smoke followed it to the ground before a large flash, briefly brighter than the sun, and a big old boom.
Wow. Hopefully it didn't have any coronal ejections, or else that would be a whole mess.
On the ground, a blast radius of 16 miles shattered windows and collapsed roofs, injuring about 1,500 people. Thankfully, nobody was killed.
Cheers.
No one was killed.
Humans one,
pussy
space
ass meteor, dude.
Zero.
About 7,200 buildings in six cities nearby were damaged by the shockwave.
Wow.
When you add that this was in Siberia, all repairs had to be done in sub-freezing temperatures. You've got a recipe for a bad time, IMO.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Dude, Siberia is crazy.
They got them tigers with the long teeth horns.
And they got that whole orchestra that's trans. I couldn't
all
let it
told,
go. I couldn't let it go.
Okay. All told,
I stand behind that.
Oh, my God.
Wyatt,
dude.
We're doing comedy right now.
We're podcasting,
we're
bro.
Doing pod.
There was more to that?
All of our listeners is going to fucking love this.
Sean and Alec are going to eat this up. Hi, guys.
All told, about $33 million of damage was done by this dang rock. And that's my topic, so you could have just waited one more sentence.
Why didn't you just finish? Good job.
What did I say about a conclusion?
You did not have one.
We all have
I said, maybe I just don't have one here.
Oh. I was like,
that's
yeah,
good.
I, mean,
I couldn't think of something to round it out. Yeah.
Good
all
job,
right.
Everyone.
Anyway, that's the Chelyabinsk meteorite.
Chelyabinsk.
That is something else, man. You know, space. It's so wonderful and majestic that it's like you don't even need a bunch of little gray, roundhead, bald aliens walking around.
No, you don't need them, but you have them.
But you got them.
Yeah, you got them.
Bleep, bloop, blorp to make it interesting, you know?
It's 2-3, bro. You bet your fucking ass two against three. That there were aliens.
2-3. I think he means
2-1. Don't you get me on fucking semantics? So, man, Wyatt's could have been real and just real short or fake because you were like, fuck, I did this because it sounded funny as a word.
Chelyabinsk. Yeah, I could have just looked on the Russian map and been like, what's, you know, Russia in the crown or I'm going to the gulag.
We could do a town in the crown, but it's just going to be like, hard word I can't pronounce with letters that seem to be English letters backwards, but I'm not really sure they sound the same.
That sounds good.
We could do that. I think listener would like that.
Yep. Kyle, what'd you do?
So this was When Worlds Collide, and I did the bit flip.
Yeah.
I did Animals in Space.
Animals in space.
Pigs in space.
I did the Chelyabinsk meteorite.
I remember the meteorite thing. I just don't remember it being in 2013. That seems like it could not have happened during the mustache era. Like, I just don't. I'm having a hard time putting those two things.
The mustache?
You know, like
the
Lyft cars that had mustaches on them and everyone was drawing little mustaches
remember
on
them. Remember when
I thought
Lyft
you were talking about
mustache?
Wyatt's mustache era.
Yeah, I was like, did you have a mustache in 2013?
No, I barely have one now. I think yours is still real, though. And Jordan's upsets me, but I think it's also real.
I think that Kyle's is fake and that Wyatt's is real.
I think both your guides are real.
Mine is real, but disputed.
Theoretical, yeah.
Oh.
It's real,
yeah, like
but
the star
some,
sign shit I was talking about.
I mean, it's probably a little more
it's
legit.
It's more
than
realistic
that,
than star sign.
Yeah, it's real, but I'll spare you the details, but the reason that I got into it, the reason that people think was a bit flip is hotly disputed.
There is something that is like that where coronal mass ejections can fuck with our electricity. So that shit, that's what I was thinking. We're literally like if on a massive solar storm, we'll have to like shut down our power grids. So that they don't get fucked up.
And that'll
and
be a bad day for all you millennials who don't carry cash.
You know who's going to love all that shit? Republicans, too. We're going to get fucked up. We're just going to get our electrical grids fried. Anyway, Jordan, what's yours?
Mine was real.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. 1 point.
So Kyle and I are tied because mine was real, too.
Ooh, 2 points.
Okay, so let me find something for you.
Tiebreaker.
July 21st, 1969.
What?
First man on the moon.
Cool, dude.
Kyle, well, I guess both of you guys, I did want to ask you, do you know the difference between an asteroid, a meteor, and a meteorite?
A meteorite hits Earth. A meteor doesn't. And an asteroid, I don't know. Is that wrong?
Ooh, I think he's close. I think a meteorite is just a small meteor. But I think a meteor is an asteroid that enters the atmosphere, and an asteroid is just a body of junk.
Or maybe an asteroid doesn't enter the atmosphere.
That you can buy. An asteroid doesn't enter the atmosphere, but you can buy real estate on an asteroid because it's full of platinum and you can own that land. And when they just start mining deep space asteroids for platinum, you can make hella money.
Interesting. Did I get it right, Wyatt?
You got it. Yeah, Kyle, thanks. Yeah,
what did you say
you
about
pretty
us getting
much
punchy
got it,
towards the end?
Yeah, you pretty much got it right, Jordan. Asteroids orbit a star, meteors orbit a planet or like a large object, and meteorites hit the planet.
That's why I got asteroids around me all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Asteroid City.
Good flick.
Because you're a star.
I don't even know what to look up. I've just been staring at my search bow.
Oh my god.
Animals in
space.
Loki. Okay. Or whatever. What was his name?
Laika.
Laika.
Laika. Laika Virgin.
Like a G6.
Okay, tell me the animals. It was a duo. It was two animals. I'm remembering this from doing my shit. Two animals, they were the same animal, went up and they orbited the moon for the first time and they came back and they were alive. What animal?
Dog.
I'm going to say monkey.
Well, that fucking sucks because neither of those.
What?
Well, let's get guess
I
again.
Thought it
let's
was
guess again.
Two Russian dogs. Okay.
Guess again.
Does it have to be an animal or can it be some stupid fucking thing like a fruit fly?
It's what genus? Animal. What genus of species?
Yeah, is it a mammal or does it lay eggs?
I feel like if I tell you that, it's gonna. Okay, it's a reptile.
Newt.
Turtle.
Tortoise.
That doesn't count.
Ah, close enough.
No,
fuck you, Kyle.
That doesn't
so
count.
Much close enough.
Okay, what? That doesn't count, bro.
What do you mean?
This is actually this is an important message for all of our listeners. If you find a fucking tortoise on the street or something and you're going to help move it across the street, don't put it in the water, please. They can't fucking swim.
Okay, that's a fair thing.
That's
no, that's
important.
Fair. It's a good PSA, but like why would that not count?
Because they're completely different animals. You guys just see shell on back and say
animals,
it's the same.
They're both wearing the hard backpacks.
Is a bobcat and a fucking like lynx the same animal?
I would say they're pretty damn close.
Kyle, you can complain all you want. You're just being drowned out by the applause I put in after my
like,
awarding
you're
of
not,
the point.
You're not taking... I'm not letting this one go! All right, GG. I'll cede because nothing's worse than a floundering tie.
Respect. Thank you.
Goddamn.
I'm going to do 2001 A Space Odyssey on the bell.
Anyway, Kyle, it is your. No, Jordan, what do you got coming up? Any new songs, baby? Any shows?
I got a new tune. It'll be like second or third week of April. I got a new one. I can't remember the exact date, but be on the lookout. I'll be posting about that soonish. And yeah.
So, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
That I've been meaning to ask for a while, and this seems like the good place to do it. Mm-hmm. Is your album going to be a collection of all the songs you've released, or will there be unreleased songs on the album?
It's pretty much... So I've released 5 songs, and it was a part one. There won't be a part two. It'll just be a full album, and it'll be those 5 and then 6 others. So I'm pretty much just releasing every song as a single, with the exception of like 1 or 2, because that's what happens now, which is annoying.
Interesting.
The music industry is doing good, you guys.
It's fucking
really
dumb,
good.
But, you know, so they'll all get their time in the sun, and it'll be great.
Wonderful. That was just something I was curious about.
No, I'm sure everyone's clamoring to know that.
He's got the technique. He's working that algorithm with
future.
I was thinking of some Weird Al type parodies to Ugly Everything. I'm still workshopping them, though.
I'll post it.
Ugly Betty thing.
The song. We got tomorrow, what's like 3, 4, or 5 days ago from by the time this episode's out, but me and Brother of the Pod are going into the studio at the Chelsea Guilty Dog Studios to do some vocals.
Hell yeah.
I have my own music, which I'm thinking I may just release under the name Desk Job.
Why not, dude? It started that way. Yeah. Keep it going.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. I also have a great picture from my backyard during the forest fires that I think makes a really good like emo album cover. So okay. I've been dying to use that since when the forest fires happened. Yeah. So
like when it looked like Mars outside.
Yes. Yeah. When it looked like Fields of Mars.
Scream.
So yeah, I got
Veronica.
Keep
Mars.
An eye out. I mean, it's not even around the corner like Jordan stuff, but it is like eventually, right?
Yeah, but you just got a sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
Wyatt.
And there may be few people have heard it, but there may be a song feat podcast co-host Jordan Lindley recycled for this particular project so I can fill out the track list a little bit. Those two that we did like forever ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Because like those really didn't do anything and I think they're
no,
really good.
No, but I
good,
forgot about that.
And I want to like just put them out again and actually like do some with them.
Speaking of which, can we finish and release along with those the cover of Pulling Teeth?
We need Jordan to sing on it.
I'll just do it here. Next time I'm in...
We already have your drums.
Next time I'm in your city, I'll sing.
And then I talked to past and future guest Wyatt Ward about potentially recording a little-known group from played one show live called Birth Control. They're
ooh,
looking
ever
to
heard
do.
Of them?
They're looking to do an EP with yours truly mm-hmm. at the helm. So maybe.
So we got three musical little boys out here. I play drums in that band.
Oh shit! So is this like a Saratoga special?
Yeah,
that
pretty
sounds
much.
Like a sex thing, like a Cleveland steamer. But
it's like when you poop yeah, on their chest, but paint with it.
It's a. It's a Saratoga special where you pour like a sparkling water in their mouth while you like finger their
and then
butt
you go and then you go, you know, this was actually bottled like three miles from my high school.
Do you know it's actually not bottled in fucking Saratoga? I literally just found this out. It's
dude, it's like you're there.
They pull the water from the ground, then they put it on a boat to China, then bottle it there, then boat it back.
Oh, actually, sorry. It is bottled there, but it's not from Saratoga, which is what it is.
That's even worse.
Anyway.
That's yeah, like I know. That's like anyway, the worst arrangement.
All Jordan's right. farting right now,
dude,
so I'm gonna. I have
fucking
to do my
time
thing stamp. Poops his
hour
pants.
Nine. You're gonna fucking get a real earworm. You know.
Yeah,
what I'm
Jardin.
Saying?
Yeah. More like he Shardin.
Shardin.
That's probably time.
Folks, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. We love you so much, and we really appreciate your listenership.
Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram at theboardroom_podcast or boardroom_podcast. I probably should know that.
Nah.
But I don't.
It was
you can
the boardroom find it. 2019.
Nope. That's our email address. If you want to send us anything,
ooh.
Email us at theboardroom2019@gmail.com and I will forward it to spam.
If you don't want to email, join the Discord room and you can send us whatever you want there. I don't know how to make restrictions, so there's literally no restrictions on any
get
of the
gross, dude.
That we do there.
So with all that, da-do-ka.
Dude, just do the outro.
Shh. This has been a Guilty Dogs podcast.